go, 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 podcast rangers. Kings and Queens is back. We live again. We've not gone nowhere. You thought it was over. You thought that it might took us away. Never. Never.
Another day.
Yeah, 2 months into the year and it's been pew, the fireworks have gone, right? Big up Cat William for setting the pace. Big up Cat William for setting the pace, man. He set the pace, man, and it's been gone clear from there. Puff Daddy is going down. Hey, that picture today killed me, like, when Reggie sent the picture, I'm going to post it, actually. That's mad. Did you see
what
it?
What picture
is that? Did you not see it, Miss B? Oh, look at the picture. He looks sinister in that picture. Just
looks crazy. When his face is looking all droopy and shit.
Oh, bro. No, not the one with the sage. The new one I sent you. Did you not see that one?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
I said it after the Illuminati picture.
Alright, I'll check it.
One when it says, when did he see the new rapper or singer? He looks all sweaty, bro. I've been looking at him differently. He's not the guy, bro. He's not the guy at all. He's not the guy. So what should be done about a guy like that? What should be done? She's done worse things to him. He done worse things to her. Like, you're just one of many. Like, I just think my man's got too many bodies, so he has to go to jail for something. Just like how they were saying it about R. Kelly and Bill, like, even if he didn't do that, he did this, then it is where it is for him too. Like, allegedly, whatever's true, but they got paperwork on him, he's up to now. You need to free yourself from the council house and work out what you're going to do, bro. The money's getting low and that album is not going to sell while your name's in the mud. So Diddy's in the mud right now. Mudded. Mudded.
So what do you think? So, Charlene, do you believe all the stuff that they're saying about him and Meek Mill then? That's wild.
Would I go, oh my God, no, I do what? I don't.
Yeah.
I don't follow either of them enough. Like, you know those people who you, like, follow, you hear things about you, like, they're constantly on your timeline. But the way Meek Mill got on that Twitter and tried to defend himself, made me go, oh, yeah, I wonder if this is true.
It was poor quality. I was there with that. His deflection technique was like, that's why Drake cooked you, bro. Because you are dumb.
Yeah.
You're dumb, bro. Like,
you know when they say a lady does protest too much?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I felt. Like, oh, why are you doing all that? Do you know what I mean?
He was doing a lot.
He was doing a lot.
And then at the end,
I think if he just didn't go on Twitter at all, I think people would have just laughed it off.
Yeah, that's the time when you shouldn't have talked because you didn't know what to say. I agree. But I say this, yeah? When he ended it with, like, buy my album, I was just like, bro, this is shameful.
It's like the industry is trying to get me down. That's what he was saying, isn't it? It's the industry. They don't
want to
see man win. Like,
yeah, they make
when
everyone
was the last
gay.
Time you were winning?
And he was like, they make everyone gay. That you should know the play by now. And I'm like, when the man was just... So he said, why are you ordering dildos, bro? Yeah, that's why I put that picture in there, because somehow, you know, like when you can share the product you've bought. So when you buy from these online things, you can share it. So apparently, he got a thing saying, how can you de-link your Amazon account from the thing? Then he was trying to say, oh, I never wrote that message. He said, but it's got a blue tick, bro. Like, what are you doing? Like, every time you lie, then we put another picture here to incriminate you further. You know when a man's digging a hole, it's so deep, you're muddied like your bedroom. And in that time, man's talking to you, I call Puffy, then he didn't tell him that if this is not true, tell him to clear your name. Man's like, I don't need to do none of that. Like, bro, then it's not real then. What are you defending? You're a batty man, innit? Just hold it. Like, this thing, like, you ain't had no decent chicks since Nicki. Like, what are you trying to believe here? What are we trying to believe? And then, on top of that, that was a manufactured relationship. They made you get together. And then the girl's airing you out anyway. Talking about,
yeah, she was,
I think you're gay with Soulja Boy. And Soulja Boy is laughing. This man is clowning you, bro. You are done. You can never be a gangster. Unless your name's Omar from The Wire. But you're never going to be a gangster. You need to join. You know, I'm joining the booty game.
Ordered man of the suspect,
but they just, you know, Ray J had it the realest here. Yeah? When he said he's a member of the booty goons, that's what it really was. It really was the booty goons, bro. That's what they're really part of. So they also just admitted they're all part of the booty goon squad, and that's it, innit? I'm not worried about them being gay. I don't know why this is always a thing. The gay bit is a side thing for me. I'm just like, why did you abuse and manipulate and molest these people? That's what I want to know. Why are you doing that? And then why are you paying them?
Yeah, they've always accused him of doing that.
Oh,
and Justin Bieber.
Yeah, Justin Bieber's a sad thing. But Justin Bieber's on his album, though.
Sorry, how many people worked with their abuser? Cassie was with him for years.
No, but after this come out and after the COVID smashed you up, you're still making songs with the dude.
Yeah, but that's the reason.
You tried to rationalize it.
The real is that. But did you see Usher and Russell Simmons?
Yeah, I saw that. The man said he's going over there to do yoga. What kind of yoga is that? What kind of hot yoga are you doing, brother? Real D, what are you saying? Are you trying to do island yoga with the bedroom? Are you trying to do island yoga with it?
Island yoga? Are you mad? Nah, bro. About that, bro.
About
that shit.
I said, no, I'm not licking your low island, brother.
No, man.
The island with no rules and no extradition. This is a safe place for us, bruv, to do our Brokeback Mountain thing, bruv. Do you think Usher's got beds? Do you think that new woman's a bed?
Because he always picks quite masculine. killing women, doesn't he?
No, but what about Chili? Because I think Chili allegedly gave him happies. I think that's what it was.
God, he was with her.
Yeah, he's with Chili. But
I thought that was a bit of grooming.
No, but Chili, got, Chili was getting passed around. She's a hoe as well.
She's with some American
actor,
haven't she?
Oh, no, man. Chili was getting passed around. Them girls is tired, huh?
Well, she was getting passed around back then.
Back in the day, yeah, man was beating that, bruv. Them pretty girls don't last long. Look how long Leah just came into the game, and man took that off of the market real quick. Man was fighting over that. After R. Kelly couldn't hold it down, man was like, "Yeah, I'm next, bro." Jay-Z and Dame Dash fighting over her. Listen, man, that's all weird, bruv. They've been all at it, innit? That's what I'm saying. All your heroes is fake.
There seems to be like a past, isn't there? Like back in the day, that there was relationships that were like highly inappropriate, and it was kind of like, don't say nothing.
Yeah.
Whereas now, that's not really the scene. Even though they may continue with that relationship, people will talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, you don't really, like, they never. It was like a club, wasn't it? Not so much a club now.
Well, it was, you know, a club,
certain community that don't, they speak within their community about the fuckery, but outside of the community they don't speak about it. Why is this problem? I think it's kind of a bit like that. Within the community we all know it's fucked, but we don't speak out against each other. Whereas I don't think they have that kind of loyalty anymore.
Well, yeah, because man is going against the thing, remember, you're all supposed to be down with the program. So if you're not all down with the program, one hand can't wash the other, innit? So it's every man for themselves. So if your thing ain't above board, your number's up, bruv. Your number's up. So I keep hearing they're coming for Jigga Man next, so what?
How was it?
Beyonce would never let that happen.
He
can't ruin her reputation.
Beyonce is finished, man. She's turned into a white woman. She's going to be a witch overnight. Watch. All cackling and that, like the woman from Wicked. I'm telling you, bro. Once she does that crunchy stuff.
Do you think she'll get rid of him if those stuff stick?
Yeah, but there's already.
I mean, if those allegations to Jay-Z still it.
Listen, I'm thinking, yeah, because he was on the plane, she was on the plane. I'm thinking, yeah, that what happened in that, you know, them people talking about what happened really in the elevator is something to do with it. Because I don't think you cheating with a white woman constitutes for them kind of attacks. Something else happened, bro. Something else happened. You cheating with some Becky, ain't it? I don't know how you got that around us, but you know, you did it. You tried to take bigger, allegedly. Yeah, but yeah, it's not a Becky thing. Not a Becky thing. And she didn't look extra. She didn't look special. Just random. Because if that was the case, it could have been with Rihanna, innit? I don't get all that. Like, you know when you're like, you know, you're a serial cheater, though. How you just get caught one time? No. Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man.
I'm just pulling my shoulder out. I'm throwing high. I'm saying allegedly, innit? But there's nothing that... I think people have been filling in the dots really well. Oh, yeah. Breaking news.
We just have to wait and see, innit?
Yeah, so breaking news today. I tapped into the YouTube, and my brethren told me from the other day that Vibes might bust. He bust case today. Word boss is free.
Yeah, do you know what? I was literally thinking about that just a second about Vibes. Boy. Yeah. That's crazy.
Word boss.
Like, how many appeals did he do, bro?
Many again.
That's one thing, bro. But so now, what's about this one?
Well, the white women that he has there that he's married off in jail, isn't it? Them ones there have been putting things together for him, it feels like. But I think what's happened, yeah, they really listened to the case and they realised that the man railroaded him, innit? Because they obtained evidence illegally. Everybody knew that anyway because man them on the road. I had the same evidence that the court had. How does that happen, bro? You're supposed to have things, you know, if you're doing proper investigation, I'm not supposed to have the same evidence you have. Me and you got the same evidence. We all got the same BlackBerry voice note. Like, what's going on, bruv? How are you convicting man off a voice note?
It's true.
And then the jury tampering in it, and they knew that the jury was getting paid, and they let him sit down on the bench same way. 12, for real, bruv. That man corrupt the judge. I mean, The judge let the thing go on, even though he was given information that that one of the jury them was somebody that, you know, was corruptible, bruv. And may not be.
Man's gonna be out soon,
bruv. Yeah. So they let the thing run.
Sorry, guys. Excuse me, so I was muted, so I couldn't see. I don't think he's free.
Well, it's not what you think. It's what the appellant court, the Privy Court said. The Privy Court said he's open the someone's judgment to have a retrial. But right now...
He has to go back to Jamaica to appeal his case.
Yeah, but the thing is, how are they going to hold him? They can't hold him on remand because he's time served, isn't he? So the first trial... If the thing is either you're going to let him out before the trial or you're going to remand him. But you, how are you going to remand him if you've got no charges? Remember, everything from the first case is void now because it's not a real, you didn't get a real judgment. It was tarnished. So that's the argument, isn't it? That's what I listened to today from the white boy that was talking because it was in England, isn't it? So obviously they're still governed by them, isn't it? So the people were saying, the Jamaicans were saying, is Andrew going
to...
The Jamaican delegates was like, is Andrew going to mash up this case there from far away? Is Andrew going to corrupt the thing, you know? So, yeah. So, the poor people governor, the teacher is out now. Adija Palma. So for those who don't know, he's a very big artist that was locked away unjustly by the Jamaican government. But they said he was responsible for turning the youths them into murderer. But I heard... Yeah, exactly, I was going to say. Over 10 years.
Okay.
He went to jail 2009, so it's a long time. Well, to be, like, you're right, Miss B, it's true. Like, because the numbers, apparently, one of the boys that said Soulflow on his show, he was saying that it's over 13,000 people died since my man was in jail.
Yeah. Jamaica's become really violent.
Yeah, it's violent. Huh?
Yeah.
13,000 people, bro.
So, what are they trying to say? That it's partly his fault?
You know, some people are just fooling either. Listen to them. Man can try and blame one man and his music for corrupting the whole. Yes, he added to it and yeah, he benefited from it. But on top of things, he didn't tell Tommy Lee and Skeng to be talking about 1,100 clip. No one ever told them to make songs like that, bro. The songs that they're making is quite violent, bro. They're going on like they're just, it's like a war chant. Like you're singing this song, then you're going to go load the matic, as you say, and go and dirt one you. That's what you're talking like you're going to go and do the action. fucking, innit? Am I lying, bro? So.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, before, back in the day, we just hear it like it was an experience, like that's what they always went through. Not like it got active beef right now. That's how they look, talk now. That's how it sound like to me, anyway.
They're
sent out
the action.
They're not considering the action. The action is planned and they're just trying to do it after they do the song. So the song is just part of the action. So the song go with the action and then you come with part two of the song where you tell man about what action you did. That's what it seems like, bro. Like you're just telling chapter and verse about what you're going to do. You plan the thing, you premeditate the thing, then you come and tell me and confess about the thing you just did. They just need to come and take you home, lad. Straight to jail, bro. Because you went and told us the whole story. We didn't even ask you. We just listened to the song. I killed one boy last night. Okay, then. Yeah, he's dead. You can find him. We'll wait for you after you finish the recording, innit? Cool.
Yeah, standard. We'll wait for you. Straight.
Bro, that boy there scraps for us. You
need to collect gold, boy.
That boy Scraps got one tune like that, talking about all these boys that sing on the internet. Sometimes this road thing is not for you, bro. Because from time you're telling me the story, this chapter is done, isn't it?
Yeah, you can't be snitching on yourself, can you?
They do it all the time. Then they say someone told, and it's like, bro, who told you? Who's making the song, bro? They come and told you. Like, why are you lying? Just admit
yourself. Also, if you're not going to be smart criminal, don't do it.
But nothing, they were not smart. They're illiterate. They fell out of school. They didn't know nothing, can it? They just followed whatever the other man was doing. And then tried.
Did you guys watch the video of the guy that came out of prison? And then they thought he'd been gate arrested. I didn't know that was even a thing until I saw that video.
What, say that again?
There's a video of a guy who thought he got gate arrested. He came out of prison.
Yeah.
And his family got asked the police who were waiting outside to pretend that they were arresting him.
Wow.
He was like, oh, I thought I was getting gate arrested. I was like, I didn't realise it was even a thing. Like,
gate arrested?
So basically, if you've got another case pending and you're in prison, they wait for you to come out after you serve your sentence and then arrest you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing. I was like...
No, but normally...
But you see, sometimes you see that in movies, isn't it? Like, when they come out of jail and then they get arrested again.
Yeah,
I've never heard of it being that.
No, but I thought that when you get arrested, then, like, if you have cases pending, then they just concurrently run them. Because it wouldn't make sense letting you out when they know they're going to have to keep you back in jail. So you might as well just run all the sentences one time. I mean, all the convictions... one time and done. Like, why would you let man out and then tell man to come back in and do another bin? Like, no, man. Just let them run concurrent and I'm done. Coming back here. I don't know, look.
Maybe they're gathering evidence while you're inside to make sure that they can make sure you go back.
Yeah, but man's fighting that case before I land the road because I'm not coming back. Like, if you find another case on me while I was in bin, I'm fighting that. Because I don't know, how do I know you never tamper with evidence and all of that shit? I don't know nothing, bro. I'm in jail. Mm-hmm. You've just got some random confession from one boy I don't know. No. Fall back with that kind of plan there, bro. I have to fight against Babylon with that kind of thing. Fight against that. But yeah. But what was I going to say? I saw a film the other day called American Fiction. Have you seen it?
I just downloaded it for my sister. I haven't watched it. I want to watch it, though. I want to watch it this weekend.
It's a good movie.
It looks good.
It's a good movie. Like, it's well written as well. It's funny as well in parts. The girl from Insecure is in it, too.
Yeah, so.
American Fiction. Where can we watch this?
Streaming.
Amazon Prime.
Man.
Amazon Prime, okay. Because
it was meant to get released in cinemas, but it's not going to.
I was wondering, is Wave Rich come out in the cinema? Or did it get released? Like, have you noticed that films are not really staying in the cinema that long?
No, they don't.
They're there for like 2 weeks and they're gone.
Yeah, or a month if it's a blockbuster and it's gone. Because the streaming boys get it in it. Because they know certain people.
Make more money streaming, I guess.
Yeah, and there's some people that got IP in it, so they know people have watched it already. So cinemas is like, oh no, I just go with my son. Like, I just go with my child. I don't have the need to go there to watch anything. I don't really. Some of the movies, like, I would have liked to have gone to watch American Fiction. That would have been okay. But a lot of the movies I watch is rubbish. Like, I'm just not.
I watched the Bob Marley film.
Yeah, I watched that.
I watched that the other day.
Yeah, I'm not going to say
what's that.
Is it spoiler alert? Spoiler alert. Well, you can't spoil it.
No, I'm not saying there's an opinion on it. You have to tell the girls.
Well, what do you want? A real opinion or the opinion of what? What do you want? What opinion do you want?
No, your real opinion, obviously.
I can only give you a Jamaican opinion, and you know what that's going to be.
Shit.
No, but it can't be proper because it's like Steph London, isn't it? You can't do it with people that are not from Jamaica. It's just not going to work.
Oh, the accents are really bad.
They're not really bad.
You know what? I don't think the acting was bad in that sense because there weren't, like, you know, Jamaican actors there. But for me, I wanted to see, without trying to spoil it, but I guess, is there really anything to spoil, to be honest?
No, because it's already happened.
There really isn't anything to spoil, to be fair. But I would like to have seen, I would like them to divulge more in his actual life behind the scenes. A lot of things must have happened, you get me?
Yeah.
I think you know what, now that you say that, I think it's right. I think if they had focused on when Peter Tosh and Bunny did leave, I think that would have been a better story than when
yeah, that's
shot.
What I'm saying, yeah. That was a big deal,
that's what I'm saying, because that's when it changed, isn't it? And that's when the white boys start getting more involved with Bob, because that's when they start wanting to do the shows. And you know, like, that's when the other artists get disgruntled because my man don't want to release things from Ireland. There's big politics there, isn't it? Because even he was saying that.
Politics.
Yeah, so, you know what it does become? It comes like a watered down thing for white people to try to digest Bob Marley for the new audience. That's what it really is about. It's like, how can we digest this?
It's just not worth me going to cinema for them.
Boy, are you a Bob Marley fan?
Not really.
Yeah, then no.
Like, I'm like, oh, Bob Marley. I'm like, oh,
no,
it's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, but guess who's involved in it? So, it's Rita, Ziggy, and Brad Pitt. That should tell you everything you need to know, yeah? All right, there's big ratings for Brad, yeah? There's big ratings for Brad. But every time you get involved in a black project, the thing get watered down, bro. The thing get watered down. When it was 12 Years a Slave, you was the white savior. Yeah? I'm gonna write a letter. Write your letter, nigga. Write your letter. Get me free, bro. Yeah? And then in this one, you put money behind it to make Rita the star of the show. Like, we can't do this, bro. So, yeah. That's Jamaica, and it's alright, but you know.
No, it's alright.
They could have done better. You know what? They were better off.
Yeah, it was alright. It wasn't bad. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't shit. But I just like to see a bit more substance with it.
There's no nitty gritty at all. Is it? Hey, what am I missing to me?
It's one you want, but you don't want to think about. You know, when I don't want to think about it, it's like, if I want to watch something, but I don't want to have to think about what I'm watching.
No, there's
a lot of Big Bang Theory. It's kind of a bit like that.
Yeah, but
it's funny. It's all right. It's lighthearted, but it's not deep.
There's a couple deep moments in it, but it's like, when you know the man's story, you're like, you could have done better. But my missus come back, hear what she said to me. I watched it, but I know you're not going to like it because there's not enough Jamaican people in it. This is terrible. Like, allow me, man. I can give it a chance, but yeah. Kingsley did well, but, you know, he's not authentic.
Yeah, he was really good. I was impressed with his acting. That was a highlight, or one of the highlights of the film, that his acting.
but it's not better than Rockers though. It's not. It's never gonna be better than Rockers. Remove ya. Never gonna be better than that, bro. Never. That had everybody in it, bro. That had everybody apart from them. I had everybody else, bro. That was a proper move. That's how. If they told it like that, then I would believe. If they told it like that, that was serious. That was serious because that had guns and gunmen in there and everything. Had it all, bro. Had it all in there. Corrupt politician. Remember that? So it can get a watch. Out of 5 stars, it can get a 3 movie review.
Yeah, 3. I'll say 3 out of 5. That's fair.
If it was just a Rastaman story, it's middle ground. If it was just any Rastaman story, it would have get a 1. It was rubbish. But because it's him, it get a 3. You know, and it had some Adidas tracksuit in there. I do think it was like a little promotion movie too, because they tried to get some things in there. They were taking pictures of cars like Mercedes they didn't need to do. Every minute he's playing football, he's always in Adidas, brand new. I'm just like, wait. That's just clothes.
Endorsements.
Yeah, it's come like some. When you say product placement, isn't it? Yeah. So, make them go on anyway. They make our money, innit? They make money out of that name. The Marley machine keep moving. Anyway, so what do we have next? Oh yes, the planes them. Oh dear, I don't have much information on this, but I've been seeing things on the internet. And where?
About what names? In Las Vegas.
The Boeing people, because the man is dead, isn't it? Did you hear about that? So the man, one man that used to work for Boeing, before Corona, like he noticed that, you know, the quality is them, certain, you know, quality control is not being followed and things, and he's saying like,
boy. How was he whistleblower?
Yeah, and then he.
Doesn't end well for whistleblowers.
It never does. So he must have pulled the whistle, like, man said, nah, these men are moving mad, people, their safety is in concern right now. And obviously, when you do things like that, they always try to besmirch your name and make you look bad and turn you gay and all this kind of shit. So the man fighting litigation, trying to redeem his name, but still keep the case like, hey, these men, don't let them off the hook. Even if I get my bag, you know, I have to draw for them. So obviously, now they've decided to hear his case, innit? Well, after that man accept the case, man's found dead in the motor. Or is it in his house? One of them, anyway. But hear what they said. He's unalive, Jay. He's unalive. But they didn't even say he committed suicide. They said self-inflicted wound. What that mean, bro?
What you trying to say that he killed himself? Suicide?
No. If you suicide, you say that. You can't say self-inflicted wound. What do you mean?
No, bro? Self-inflicted. I don't know. Maybe he accidentally hit himself with a hammer.
Or I accidentally shot myself in the top of the head twice. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, basically,
they killed him, bro, but they can't say that. They killed him. They're just going to say, we find him dead. Which is just as bad. And man saying, oh, yeah, maybe the stress. Hear this. So the man's dead, yeah? But you've already got his, like, suicide note talking about. Maybe, like, the suggestion is the stress of the case became too much. They took his own. If he's been fighting for this long, and he just got accepted, why would he kill himself? When I was reading that already, I was like, this is mad. Man said, yeah, them people are at it again.
Yeah, that's a bit crazy.
Yeah, but, bruv, you can't be flying on no plane where the doors fly off, bruv. That's really been happening. You're really flying and the wheel drops off the plane.
That's mad.
But I went one of them from Barbados. The man, the people said to us, yeah, listen to the argument, yeah, because he's supposed to be getting the money. The man said, we flew from England. Our AC power unit is broken. We was hoping that Barbados would have one so we could use it when we land. Yeah, it turned out that our plane is new and they have old things. That's what they tried to say. So they tried to blame it on Barbados. Yeah? Even though you fucked up because your thing was broken before you left the ends. Yeah? So you landed with a broken thing, yeah? Hoping to beg them a thing. You tried to put it on them. Them man bring the new thing and then realize your thing can't connect with it because you forgot the wire at home. Can you imagine, bro? Bro, imagine you flew all them way there and left your charger at home. Are you a serious guy? You left your big charger. You took your phone on holiday to West Indies and you left your charger at home. So you left the AC power unit at home knowing that the place is hot where you're coming to. Bruv, they had man sitting on the plane for an hour and a half in the hot plane. White people was dying, bro. Telling you. They was fucked. One of them fainted in the toilet. I was like, really, real talk, bruv. On my life, that's what was happening. You know when you see like the stewardesses and them, you know they always look proper and that. Yeah. Some of them look like they went in the shower with their clothes on. That man was giving out water like he was going out of fashion. We just sit out there and the brown people was like, hey, they're going to pay me for this. Don't worry, I'm getting this money. You mean this is a joke? Watch red there.
Now, the worst thing is about that story is that you can actually ring ahead to find out if they heard that.
Yeah, of course. Space getting out of order, man. Them people is out of control. You see British Airways? They're not how they used to be. Your man, they take your money and then start making the problems after. They're flying.
Virgin is the way.
Huh? Virgin is the way, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I said Virgin
if
is
I'm
the way.
If I'm paying big money, if I'm on the plane, if I don't want to pay any money, you go to EasyJet and there are people there. If you're paying, how much was your flight?
What?
No,
I was stuck.
The flights are not cheap.
But you know what happened, yeah? Because it was meant to go in Corona, it was like a Corona flight, innit? So, at that time, remember I was telling you, like, there's a whole story on this podcast. I was telling people, like, I'm going to get there. Remember? Yeah, because they gave me vouchers. They wouldn't give me back my money. And then it started going left from there. So, it was just a lastminute.com because when the voucher weren't getting extended, imagine that, yeah? So they gave me a year talking about, yeah, the corona's going to finish, we know. So I was like, how you know? But okay. So when it came to it, to book it, yeah, I weren't allowed to fly past September. So basically, I had to fly and return in September. But then obviously, it weren't a flight, it was just money, innit? It was a voucher. So in August, that money that they had on the voucher ain't enough. The money that I had was enough for one ticket. In July, bro. Like, one ticket was 1,500. I was like, yeah, that ain't it.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know, you know, you just
rent it. And they took the AC.
No, but when I flew in September, it was a bit colder. But it's nice. It was cheaper still. It was like, it's out of season then, isn't it? It's hurricane season them times. They don't give a shit. Then, innit? Go home and die. Yeah, because they know as well, like Barbados ain't 45. If hurricane come and wash away that island, it'll be quick. Yeah, but it was a good adventure still. I got to see the people there and it was nice. I'll go back there, but not with BA. No, not with them, bro. Not with them and their janky affairs, bro. So that's what happened. So anyway, forget that story. So that's the conclusion. So the man is dead. The planes are still fucked. I want to know what you lot think about flying in the future. Is it safe or not? Because if man is not doing the quality control for the planes, then this is a problem.
Of course it's a problem, bro.
Yeah, but it's a problem.
That's
for...
That's dangerous, bro.
But is it a problem for us? Are they going to give us the bad planes?
Do you know what it is? I mean, not thinking life is guaranteed, to be honest. We could die any day of the week. So, actually, yeah. They were doing the quality checks before.
But you remember when the man went in the submarine?
Yeah.
Yeah, he chose to do that. Remember the man in the submarine? In the little one, they're not even a real submarine, you just went for a trip. You decided to do that and you took your own life, and it was unfortunate, but you knew the risk involved with going down with Xbox controller with contraption from James Bond. You knew that was gonna happen, yeah? But we are flying on passenger plane that's endorsed by government. You get what I'm saying?
Say that again,
do we
understand that?
I said,
no, I get it. Nothing's ever guaranteed, do you know what I mean? All it takes is one person. It's humans checking, isn't it? So there's always human error to
that. Yeah, but that's human error.
So they did do.
But that's for inadvertent circumstances. Yeah, so Real D, I'm saying again, do you think that this is okay for the plain people that are endorsed by government? Yeah, because these airlines are endorsed by government. So they're supposed to be certified, isn't it, on a federal level, on a government level, to do this thing. Because they have, like, policies and bodies and all the rest of it. Yeah? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, because they did attack and said black pilots is not good enough, and rare, 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 and black train drivers and all the rest of it. So now, but then you've got Buki planes as well. So who is it then? Is it just the non-minority black pilots and the dusty planes? Or which one? I don't understand. But it just feels a little bit unsafe and unsure. You're a man that flies a lot. Do you ever feel like the plane is not moving correctly?
There's one or two times when I've been in the plane and, like, obviously turbulence is a thing, but yeah, there was one time where I thought, boy, it could happen, you know. It could definitely happen today. Because the way, yeah, but I was scared, but I was holding it down so hard. Yeah. Where was I going? You know what? I think it was even like a short haul flight in Europe somewhere. But for some reason, whenever you fly over Spain, them areas there,
yeah,
so much turbulent.
Yeah, it is.
It's, I don't know if you've got.
Yeah, I've been there. When you go to Portugal and Turkey and that, it's always a bit funky. Yeah,
turbulence is off the Richter scale, but it's just mad. And I think, what was that? Oh, that was it. I was coming back from Benidorm. Yeah, I thought the plane was
going to
crash, bro.
I was on some random 2E flight. Flying from Benidorm.
I think I was on Ryanair or something.
Oh, I love it. It was a budget, bro. Yeah, budget holiday. They're £10 things, bro. I'm being honest. Like, if I am going to go out like that, I need to be coming from somewhere luxurious, bro. Don't bring me from them Bandulu Islands where you're not gonna investigate my thing.
Luxurious Island. What the fucking difference if you come from
Because it was like I died happy, bro, because I went to somewhere good, bro. No Benidorm where I was fighting over a dusty deck chair, bro. Come back and just sit on the right there, bro.
Listen, don't Benidorm. Benidorm, alright, bro. I had a great time there, bro. Trust me, me and the fam had a good time out there, man. Now I'm even romping with you, but Benidorm's alright. You know how it is out there,
bro. No, I don't know. I don't want to know.
You catch joker, then you catch joke, bro.
That's like going to Little England where it's hot, bro. You're right, mate.
I had a good time still,
big up anyway.
Whenever I come back from them countries, loads of turbulence, bro. But that was the worst one, man. That particular trip.
Well, big up the pilots then, because maybe you didn't have the bad plane. But if what the information I revealed to you today, do you feel indifferent about flying?
I don't let
those things deter me unless. Yeah, because like, human error is a thing, isn't it? But you know, for the most part, you got to be safe in an aeroplane.
Whoa.
You know what I mean? But nah, it's just a bit of anything in life, isn't it? You could walk out the yard and something could happen, bro.
Yeah, well.
So.
But yeah, you expect some due diligence, but you know, like, I feel like, you know, just to switch gears now and go on to the thing about.
It is scary, don't get me wrong. It's like, sometimes when the plane's about to take off, I do, you know. You know, I do get a bit like shit, you know, but I just pray, man. I just pray. That's what I can do, man, in that time.
Our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. I just play Buju. Yeah, I can be scared, but maybe it's like what Miss B said. You can't mitigate against these things. So regardless of how man feel, you know, you hope people do their best. You know, at the same time, you know, they could blame it on the company, but the company is responsible because the people are under pressure, and the people are under pressure, they want to get the planes because they need to get paid. The people, you know, this is what happens when you care about money and shareholders, and then you're beholden to
food. And also, let's be honest, even if they do get fined or whatever, that money's not coming to us.
Not at all.
What's coming to us is their price of the flight's going to hike up because now they need to cover their money that they lost.
The thing is that this thing is all of these things are like bottomless pits, because once the people drain out what they need to take out of it, there's always nothing left. Like, you'd have thought, like, this is what I mean, like, my brethren sent me something the other day. This is another thing as well. He sent me some interesting article. I think we need to do, maybe, like, dedicate some of the show to this. But he sent me some information on Air Jamaica, yeah? They was in operation.
This is when they got bought out by someone, didn't they? So I did see that.
No, but they were telling the story, like, I'll send it to you, but it's interesting. He said, I think they were active for 42 or 44 years, one of the two. But they was only profitable for 2 years. So listen to this now. So the story goes like this. When it was created, it was a joint venture between a private entity and Canada. Yeah? That's the ones that funded the first plane. After that, obviously they had some success in the 70s, whatever, so they expanded the fleet and they looked for more private finance, yeah, and they ended up with about, I don't know, 12 aircraft, yeah, to run the routes, yeah. After that, the government took it over, I think in the 90s, yeah, government took full control.
I thought they bought them out, did they not?
Well, they paid the money back for the investment, innit? In that time, from when...
I thought they were going bankrupt.
The cash flow. It's not the bankrupt, because this is what I was saying to you. The governments, they support this thing. You get what I'm saying? So when the government took it over, they just wanted to run it better. But it wasn't making any money. They're paying for it. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, even though they're not even breaking even and they're making a loss. They're not making any money. So the people who owned it before weren't making any money. So they wanted out of it anyway. So they just weren't putting the cash in to keep it going. Because they're like, this ain't doing nothing for us. Then the government took it over, it's not making nothing for us. Then when it started doing good, it's like something happened. It's like someone just drawed out all the money and then that was it. It was done. So it's like, you kind of think like, how are these airlines really making money though? Are they making money from us, or is it from the subsidies and the shareholders just draw it out before the time comes to really count up the money? Because remember, they was flying planes with nobody on it some years ago. You weren't making no money then.
Yeah, but flight prices haven't really changed. Because the prices that we're paying now, you were paying like, I remember my mum took us on holiday when I was about 13. It was kind of the same kind of money. So I guess maybe they were hiking up the prices before to make money.
Yeah.
But you get less stuff on the plane now as well. You don't get as much little
They
give you a
food and they give you headphones and a blanket. That's it, and you have to get the blanket back. Because before you were getting socks, toothbrush.
You get that if you pay first class money. You get all of that in first class. You don't get none of that in coach.
Yeah, but you were getting that economy when I was flying at 13.
Yeah, I know, but
they were just giving you that little backpack.
No, they were serious about travel then. Now it's like a bus. Get on and get off. Like, the other day I forgot to book my meal on the internet. The woman said, everything that she had milk in it. I was like, I'm just going to eat bread. I was okay then.
No,
I'm not bothered, bro. I'm just starving on the plane. Dying of wind, bro.
What airline is this?
You know what airline this is.
You just said it.
British Airways, bro. If you don't access this internet thing before you fly, you are doomed on the plane. You can't do nothing. Like, they won't sell you nothing, they won't give you nothing. It's just over with. If you ain't secured all your things on before you get on, it's over. This is another thing as well. So if you're a person that's not savvy with the internet, this is a long day. Like, these people, we're working for these people and having to pay for it. Do you know that? When we go to the shop and we do self-checkout, we are working for Tesco until we leave.
Yeah, but where some of us are employees, you like just came off the job.
That's straight facts. I told my grandma that the other day. She was like, but why do you take it? I said, listen, I've come here and I've spent £100 a week weekly, yeah? I'm taking stuff for free. I don't care what you say. Like, I'm not taking my whole shopping for free, but I'm taking what I like for free. I hope you know this.
What would you take for free?
Whatever I like. What I like today, when I look at the price and I feel like I'm not paying for that, and I'll just take it. It's not, I don't have a plan. I don't do it like that, because then you look like a thief. No, I'm making a selection at the time. I've decided I'm not going to pay for this meal deal, so I'm just going to leave with it in my bag. But I've paid for other stuff. I've decided. That's how it's always been for me, bro. Just like when I used to work for the bookies, it was the same. I'll just wake up and I'll go, oh, today the company's paying for my lunch. And I told the people that too. They're like, why are you taking that £3? I said, oh, you're paying for my lunch today. He's like, you can't do that. I was like, what are you going to do about it? Like, I don't understand. You make hundreds and thousands of pounds every day and you're telling me you can't pay for my lunch and I'm here all fucking day.
That's why you should buy shares in these companies.
They did. They sold me some shares after.
So when they profit to you, bruv.
Yeah.
If you think about it, if you're like, we go to supermarkets, we're spending our money in it. Yeah.
Mm.
So you buy shares in these companies that you use almost. They're never gonna go out of business. The share price is always gonna go up unless something drastic happens. So
they'll just merge, innit? They'll just merge with somebody else. So that's all that will happen. Yeah. Like, when
they seem to be open
there,
something everywhere.
Yeah, but them man are on a different thing. They're on world domination, them German man. They're on world domination. Like, they're like Adidas, isn't it? They're like brothers or something, some cousins and shit. They just be opening up shops, like, everywhere, just selling European goods, in it, because they just got the link. So that's all that is, innit? It's a distribution channel. These man are not slick. They just got a business where they can sell these random stuff that look like the stuff, but it's not the stuff that we want. Girl pack and that. Yeah, because they got their own door pack and that. That's not lure pack, but it's alright. It can run. Mm. So that's how they be moving, isn't it? You're just making imitations. This is Poundland for food. And if there's the same man making it, we ain't lost, innit? If Rice Krispies are making food, if Kellogg's are making food for Aldi, it's the same food, isn't it?
No, you can taste the difference in them things, though. There's certain things you can't buy from them, because you can taste the difference.
Yeah, when it comes to cereals, you can taste
the difference. You can't do it. Yeah, them cheap cereals taste like cardboard.
I don't eat everything. I eat oats, and that's it, so I'm alright. But yeah, I can agree. Like, there's certain things that they make. Like, yeah, it's not the level. Like, it's not the level at all. Like, even their, like, their washing powder and that, it's like, yeah, this ain't it. Like, it's all right, but it's, I can see it's not bold. I'm paying for quality here. Yeah, like, I need to get the name brand thing. So, yeah. That's where we are. But, yes. Yeah, so... Yeah, so that's the thing with Air Jamaica. So I'll send you the link for the thing, but it's interesting, like, you know, and it just, it made me think, like, it's either they don't want countries to have airlines, or you have to be able to forego, you have to do some creative accounting to make it look like this is worth it.
But look at Leah. But Leah shot himself in the foot, though. Because the islands were bailing them out. The Vinci Prime Minister said they bailed them out, then they come back and said, oh, they ain't got no money. So Vinci Prime Minister, which was, he was in his right, he said, before I give you money, I want to see your books. I want to see where this money's going.
That's why.
And they refused to give him the books. So therefore, he refused to give them funding, so that they went bankrupt.
Well, that's what I think. I think these things are a racket. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that what think people think it is, like, you know, like someone said to me the other day, they were saying, oh, Richard Branson, like, he's a good businessman. I said, no, he's not, he's a thief. All he does is hustle government contracts and get himself out of them. That's not a businessman. That's a scammer, bro. You come here with a product, say you could do it.
And also, how much of it is his idea and not his employee's idea?
But it's not an idea. He doesn't do ideas.
No, all his businesses are not run by him. Do you know what I mean? I'm sure he's not that involved.
Yeah, he's a franchiser. He's a brander. You know what he is? He's a salesman, isn't he? He comes... Imagine you didn't build trains. All you did was put your name on them. Do you get what I'm saying? You didn't build aeroplanes. You just put your name on them. You didn't make weddings.
Your signal's really bad.
Oh, sorry. It's the Wi-Fi. Is it better now?
Yeah, you
should cut it out. Yeah, all you do is brand. You don't do nothing. Like, that's what I see anyway. Like, people can tell me different, like, where he's innovated and stuff. Even the space thing. This is old space thing that you lot are putting back together and trying to fly man on some dusty planes into the sea stars and come back. Or might blow up. That's what you're selling for $500,000. You ain't a businessman, bruv. You're a hustler, bruv. Disguised as a businessman. I don't know. What do you not think? Do you think he's a businessman? Are you trying to go to space with Richard, bruv?
No, but I'm not
supposed
to go to space with anybody, to be honest.
Nah, in fact, has anybody ever been to space?
No, it's just a whole lie.
What was that? It's a lie that we've been told, like, all these years.
I don't know. When I heard they were trying to get back to the moon again, I was like, what, we've already been there. What do you mean you need to get back there? It's going on like it's hard. Like, you had a whole movie on it. Like, what? These black women are supposed to have sent you to space. What, you can't go there no more? This shit is bogus, bro. I don't know, man. It's come like some fairy tales thing. Like, if the aliens come, I'm just going to ask them. Like, I'm tired. These white men keep telling me stories, and I don't understand why. Like, if they don't know, then they should just say it. Like, why you keep telling us these fairy tales? First, he started with Santa, then he said we went to space. Like, come on, bro. Come on. Anyway, I just wanted to get to the last story. Unless you lot got something to say. The investigation with the woman, you know, the not the one that jumped in, not Nicola Bulli, the other one.
The one that's just been found today.
What? That's
what?
I didn't even know that one. Someone got found today. Let's do that one and let's go back. Yeah. So what happened today?
So what was you going on about? To make sure on the same path.
The one that Real D knows, the one from Clapham. No,
what's she
know when they said the investigation, the woman that was investigated revealed, what did she say? Reveals the shocking moment she learned that the perpetrator was a policeman. I'm just like,
oh no, it's about something else.
Yeah, but I'm like,
talking about the girl who went missing like 3 weeks ago, the black girl, how they found her in the River Thames.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh yeah, sad, I heard about that.
So what are they trying to say? Maybe suicide or murder?
No, it's still being investigated. Seems to be a lot of, I think there's a serial killer, to be honest.
Some silent witness.
There seems to be a lot of black...
Some silent
witness. There seems to be a lot of black people being found around Warsaw, isn't there? You notice that?
Yeah. Getting drowned.
And someone was like, yeah.
Or in parks. Oh no, it's weird. It's not safe at Airlie Street, but... Yeah.
That doesn't sit right with me, man.
None of them do, man. None of them do. Even when they're talking about that, it's been two and a half years, the search for a server. And then, yeah. But that guy, the guy that they said they caught, the one that did it and they gave him 20 years, yeah. He has got, he had a string of offences. This is what I don't understand. It's like, these men are repeat offenders, just like the man you lock up. Yeah, you're allowing them.
Oh, the Sarah Everett police officer.
Yeah, this man's a whole...
He went to court. Did you watch the Wayne Cousins thing that I told you to watch? Was it you was telling?
Maybe, but...
On Channel 5, they done a documentary. He'd been accused of rape. That didn't go through. There wasn't enough evidence. And he had been going to McDonald's drive-thru and flushing people there whilst he was a police officer.
Guy's a villain, bro. he's got puffy energy, bro.
Like, you know those people here that like go on these shows, they're like experts in whatever field? Yeah, one of them was like, this is not his first murder. He bought like rope, he bought like petrol and stuff, like it's like very premeditated. You escalate to this level and all he had was a rape case. And flashing, you
go
from flashing to murder.
Why is he still a policeman though? This is what I don't understand. Why is he still a policeman in this time?
Well, in that documentary, there were over 500 police officers who had sexual assault cases against them.
Yeah, I know. I've got that paperwork. Only
300 of those officers were still employed.
Yeah, I know. I've got that paperwork. That paperwork is deep as well. Like, that's a lot. The policeman, that man there is finished as well. That man what do you call it? Dependable unit.
Institution.
Yeah, it's long. You can't phone them, man. They can't do nothing for you, bro. Unless you're gonna pay them, it's dead. Like, they ain't doing nothing for you at all. I don't believe them.
I still want my badge for the ones that do want to make change, but see, and also there was quite like that group chat that they were all in. Like, no one, like, said, oh, this disgusting, this, like, there seems to be a culture of abuse in, but there's one of the women in there, her abuser got arrested and whatever, and he got charged, but she was like, when she met his friends, from the police force, they were like, oh, you're with the beast, and at first she just kind of thought it was like she didn't realise until, like, he started abusing her, and they were like, oh, this is what they mean. Laughed to his colleagues about what he was doing to her.
Who? The same brother?
It's like a boys' club. No, a next guy that was on this documentary. It's like a group. It's like a boys' club, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a boys' club, and we're not invited. Bro. Amanda, abusers of power. Like, these men are workers of iniquity. We're supposed to just bind them up. Every time they just escape or they're allowed to do fuckery, it just gets worse. And it's just the excuses for them seem to be always readily available. This happened. The same experts that are talking about other thing after it got checked are the same man they were supposed to call when they was investigating.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You didn't want us to know until man started doing internet Scooby-Dooing, and then that's when you lot got rumbled. because it was like he didn't even want us to know he was a Fred until when we found out he was a J. And then it was like, yeah, suspected policeman. That's how he wrote it after. Man, remember, you know, you're not fooling us, bro. Because you're in on it as
and
well.
And then all those people that were protesting against it, they all arrested them.
There you go.
And they had raid men there, innit?
Yes. And then, and then. Yeah. And then what happened? What did you try to say? Oh, they didn't understand the rare, and they said justice for Erard. So they already knew that the thing was going to get shagged. So if they know, and you try to silence them, by virtue of doing that, you're guilty, innit? So you did try to back your thing, and it flopped. That's why you fired the man. You tried to get Sadiq to come and apologise on behalf of it, even though he don't know what the fuck's going on. And then it was just bogus from there, bro. Then you was like railroaded the man. All of a sudden you had him in thingy and you was trying to get him convicted ASAP. So it couldn't be just on a madness. So you're meant to give him counsel in that, but because man was digging up dirt on him. Like, daily.
Also, when they arrested him, someone had given him a heads up because he didn't reset his phone to factory settings.
Imagine that. Yeah, well, that no expense spared to go and go through his phone. You do it to us all the time. So you all them Enchron film, all them Enchron phones that you wanted to get, this one's selling how much drugs or whatever. Why you don't? You supposed to find everything on that man because you know you can't delete nothing. You know. All them pictures is in the cloud. Go get them. Go get them. Just like Rishi and them man messages is in the cloud, but you don't want to get them. Anyway, I don't know what to say about that. But corruption is real, bro. You're not gonna get a fair shake if you die like in one of these kind of ways. They're not gonna investigate. They'd rather make you into a TV show. That's what's sad about it. Like, but this woman didn't deserve that. She don't deserve to be in no TV show. Can cook Puff Daddy again, but I think he's done now. I'm going to read his paperwork.
Puff Daddy's toast, bro. Puff Daddy has... The Puff has blown up,
He's down. Man down. Or you got pedo down. Like, yeah. Come and get your shit, bro. Like, I just want many for, like... The justice will come, like, for all the innocents that have gone because of them or in light of them. Getting them will kind of not make it better, but it'll just give us, like, we can keep faith in humanity. We'll just take down the president. Because I just don't feel like Harvey Weinstein shouldn't just be the only one. Like, there should be more of these characters. There should be more, like, not so much the racists, just the evildoers. But the racists, like, we need them. I think we need them just to keep reminding us that these people are not our friends. I think every time people get that, oh, why they keep being racist? But because they're not your friend. You just keep forgetting. I don't know why. They don't like you. No, I don't. I when every time they just come up, I'm like, yeah, that's good. 30p Lee been a racist, so I don't understand why that's doo doo for man, bro. Like, you know when he just says, yeah, like, what do you want? Oh, they sent me a survey. Was it not survey, petition? Get the man revoked because he was racist. I was like, that's not gonna happen. I don't know why we're doing that. What happens if he gets fired and another one's racist? What happens? What about the woman that was working with Michael Gove and teeth the PPI money and then she's trying to scramble to lie about giving it back, saying that she ain't got it no more?
Yeah.
Why are you not onto her? Where's the peace?
Yeah, it's pure criminals. That's
what I'm saying, bro. He's picking and choosing. He's either you getting all of them, drain the swamp, or forget about it.
Isn't it during Corona? Remember that was a thing going around where there was that long list of people who was going to get indicted?
Yeah. And cases were coming up.
Yeah, I need to find that.
But they did though, didn't it? Ellen got a case. You know, it's only the Tom Hanks thing that looks a bit bait. But he ain't been seen really like that. But he's the only one. But the rest of them had cases. They will have cases. You know. Oh, let me give you a joke. So apparently, Michelle Obama is meant to be running for president. But
really?
Yeah, but they had to... They basically withdrew her candidacy or letting able to run because they said that people don't view her as feminine enough.
Oh my god. Are you being serious?
I don't know, bro, but when you write a book called Becoming Michelle, yeah, I've got questions.
You know what? I've heard rumors about Michelle Obama.
Those ain't your kids, bro. Like, they said they want to change their name. They ain't your kids.
I heard that she's not even, like, a female, you know
what I mean? Yeah. I'm going with that, allegedly. I'm going with that.
I've been hearing rumors that she's actually a transvestite.
That's absolute bullshit.
Why? Why? Barry's gay, man. Barry's gay. He's in the puffy gang. He's in the puffy gang, bro. He's been to their white party. Remember?
Because she's not what you deem to be society's beauty standards, she's automatically used to be a man.
No.
That's a very loose concept.
No. No, that's not what we're basing it
on. Well, then what are you basing it on?
I think she's got a deep voice when she leaves the stage and then she talks to Barry. Like,
there's loads of ladies who've got deep voices. Like
Barry, come with me. She sounds like Batman, bro.
No, that's very, very guys.
She sounds like Batman. Whispering to my lap, Phil Mitchell.
I think
Future was hating because he couldn't wife her, they called her a dude. But that made him gay then, so I don't know why he did that. He's stupid. But yeah. Sierra's had 4 children. She's not gay, man. She's not a man, so that's finished. Anyway,
yeah,
so
Michelle Obama's had 2 children, sorry.
We never saw her pregnant.
Oh, she.
We never saw her pregnant. Listen, I don't know why you keep telling this story about, like, you know her from time. This man came from out of nowhere. No one never knew him until he appeared on church with that crazy bishop, pastor guy. And then he tried to denounce him when he started talking madness about white people. So, no one knew who Barry was until Barry appeared. So, I don't know why people keep talking about, oh, yeah, but Barack. You didn't know that nigga before that nigga appeared. Huh?
I'm sure he used to be a senator.
For what? Like, look, Barry wasn't nobody until he said, yes, he can. And then he became somebody. And then everybody wanted to know Barry. And then Barry didn't want to give us his birth certificate until he made one up that was believable.
This
man's
he
not from...
A...
He's not from the US, though. He's an immigrant.
He's not an immigrant.
Well, you think he was born in Hawaii?
Hawaii's a part of the US.
Yeah, but his daddy's from Kenya and his mum's a white woman.
Mum and dad's from Jamaica. You're not British then?
No. I have
you
no
were country. Born here.
Yeah, but they could choose that I wasn't. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just trying to make the conspiracy that he is not who he says he is.
You need to do a better conspiracy.
I think he's a member of the World Economic Forum. That's what I think. He's from one of the young leaders. He's one of them. First prototype.
Yeah, he was a senator from like 1997 to 2008.
There's no pictures of him. We need pictures. We need proof. What do you believe, Real D? Do you think
he's... Have you ever done your research? If you're going to spill this, you might as well do your research.
No. He's a Muslim. Actually, he's a non-Muslim with a Muslim name. I'm not doing this, right?
My nephew's got a Muslim name.
That's a lie. That's a... Who?
Oh,
no. Well, where have you, where have you found out, bro?
Make that life.
But what if you think...
Because his dad was Muslim, but he's not Muslim.
What if you found out, yeah, he's not practicing, but he's from a Muslim family. Like, Barack is not. Anyway, what if you found out Barack is doing up Ramadan on Monday?
That's his business. What's going to do with you?
Because then he wasn't a Muslim and then he became one. This is what I'm saying.
So, as long as you become out of prison with Muslims all of a sudden, you talking about them.
I don't understand where this defence for this man has come from and his family. What is... Why?
I just think it's a weird statement to make, to be honest. That was very uneducated.
Why can't she be a man? Why?
Because I just don't like that narrative of if a woman is not woman enough, and I say that in speech marks, then all of a sudden she's a trans... It's like you're weaponising a whole group of people to make someone else small. It's not a very nice thing. Very immature.
I'm punching down. No, I wasn't saying that. I'm just following the narrative that they just think Barry's gay. That's what.
Yeah, he can't be in the closet like Michael Barrymore. He's got three kids. You know what I mean? You don't need to put her down in order to say it.
I see.
Come on, Jay. You are better than that.
No, I just don't believe Barry. That's... But yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at the clues, innit? I'm looking at the clues. And the men that he's killed. So, like, I don't know what you want me to do, Miss B. I don't know. Like,
no, nothing. I just don't go around and say she's a transvestite.
But
that
then,
is all.
But then, why can't she? I never said she that word anyway. It was Real D that said that. I never said
transgender.
I never said that neither. I just said she's a dude. That's what I said.
He cosplays as a woman.
Perhaps. Or that's her parents, and then she's just telling us she's a woman. And she's not. I don't know. But they allegedly have killed people too, so that's another flying white man. So I don't know.
That's the industry you're in, isn't it?
This is standard. The man, their chef drowned in shallow water, man. We're not doing this. He drowned in shallow water. That's where
programs and stuff that there is an element of conniving to be in that world, hence why some of us are not in that world.
You're definitely not.
Just don't have that kind of viciousness to us.
They're psychopaths, isn't it? You have to be
involved. Yeah, about to say that book that says what type of jobs you have to, psychopaths, you have an element of psychopath in you if you have certain jobs.
Yeah, definitely. You can't be stopped. You have to go. You have to willing to see it through. You have to see the job through, like, and that's for life as well. Them kind of jobs is not. It's not just for 8 years or whatever. That's forever.
I'm sure he gives people advice.
Yeah, well, he still turns up from time to time to do his talking head thing. Cause my man ain't give up. He's still doing it. I heard him the other day talking. What's his name? Tony Blair. The video coming talking about.
Of course, how much money Tony Blair makes? If I made Tony Blair money.
He's horrible though. He's selling fuckery. This man now telling people now. So he's moved on from Corona, and he's going back to the ID thing, talking about he's gonna go to Senegal and launch something where these people are gonna have free access to their health ID online. Like, what is it with this thing? You lot trying to put all our things on the cloud? What is this? Like. It's weird as well. Like, why do you need me to be able to access it? Why do you need it? You already got it.
Actually, it's quite good.
No, it's not
good. Because when I look at mine... No, I mean, as in for me, I found it quite interesting, things I had as a child that I would have known.
Yeah, well...
As an adult.
I've got all
that. But, to be honest, I could have gone to the doctors and they would have told me that as well. So, it's not like... information is... For saying that though, with my sister, when she was she was about seven, and she was born with a hole in her heart. When she was about seven, they filled it back up. I don't know what the
the right word is for it. Mm. But it was quite interesting that those records for that operation were still in paper form.
Yeah.
So when they were looking to operate on her, they couldn't get the information they needed to make sure they could do everything properly.
But isn't that something for them to put on, not us to worry about?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You're supposed to have the data input to be... You can't come and tell me we've got incomplete data. Why is that? I only come to you and you meant to record it.
Yeah, it's not meant to be in paper form still. That was 33 years ago. You're telling me someone didn't type into a computer yet?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. Again, they're trying to get a man to do their work and get us to pay for it. I don't like this. This mold is... I'm not feeling this model at all. I'm starting to understand that. I can't take on the burden of the work and you want me to pay full price for it. I'm sorry, I'm not getting into that, bro. Like, I'm pumping my own petrol, I'm packing my own shopping. I'm going to get my own delivery because it doesn't come. Like, what work are you doing? I might as well drive to the shop where you are and just get the box when you throw it out the window.
Yeah, you're paying for convenience, aren't you, then? So you get it delivered, otherwise you go in.
Then it's just long.
Just shop and get it yourself.
It took me 2 weeks to get my glasses, yeah, and I asked them today, can I have my money back? The man's talking about it's not my fault that the man didn't deliver it. So whose fault is it then? Because he didn't deliver it.
It's your fault.
What, that I had to go and collect my money?
It's your own fault. Why did you get it delivered to home when you get it delivered to the store?
Because I have to pay more for it. No, but then some of them only get you to deliver to your house. Like, they ask you for your address.
I'm actually joking with you.
No, I get what you're saying. Their arguments are always, well, I'm not staying in my house 24/7 to wait for delivery. That's how am I going to pay for them if I don't go to work?
Put it underneath the bin. Oh, you feel like me.
I live in a flat. They just leave it outside the door. They just
leave it at my front door.
They just pile it up in front of my front door. That's it. That's all they do now. You can see it. I can see parcels.
There's people that could have taken from me, so...
Yeah, that'd be happening, though, but... Sometimes, some of these people that live on street properties... Not a good move to boy. Like, them big microwaves and the things that you're getting delivered. But you know what? It's a catch-22 because the shops won't take big parcels. So you're kind of done. Like, you have to get them delivered to your house. Like, if you're not in... And to be paying £20 to get them delivered at 8 o'clock, it's like, come on, bro. £20.
Yeah, but also they'll say 8 till 9. The one day you need them to come at 8, they're coming at 9.
And that's where it doesn't work, man. This whole thing, like, since Corona's over, it's like it's not running really. Only the Uber Eats, man, because you need to be home for the food. But other than that, it's not working. But yeah, I think we need to wrap this up. I'm tired. There's no health as well. I think. What's one that I haven't had? I bought some Moringa tea the other day. That was good. Going for walks. Been going for walks.
I'm working. No.
Going for walks.
I need to get back on the 75-day challenge. Things are a bit calmer now, so I'm going to try to start back on that.
What do you challenge? What are you challenging?
Well, 75 day challenge stuff, though. I'm not doing the hard version because I don't have that kind of lifestyle. 75 days, you do 45 minutes exercise every day, but one of those has to be a recovery exercise. So, like swimming, yoga, or something like that. Just a bit of a soft one.
Yeah.
And then you drink 3 litres of water a day. And you either meditate for 10 minutes or you read 10 pages of a book and you just eat more healthier. So I plan to restart that on Monday.
That might be something I can try. It definitely needs to get better. But yes, okay.
Same here. But yeah, when I was doing it, I did it for 5 days and then my sister became ill, but I could notice the difference in myself.
Okay.
Just from doing 5 days.
There you go, that's the challenge. There you go, people. 35 days. Just check in. And our next session, how far?
It's 35 hard, but I'm not doing that. That's just ridiculous. I can go from no exercise to doing a mud this time. It's not gonna happen.
I'm just gonna get injured.
It'll last 2 days and then you'll be done.
Yes. Love, people. Thank you. Like, share and subscribe. All that stuff. We'll meet again soon.
Peace.
Yes. Thank you, people. Good night.
Night. Bye.
Bye.